This is Morning Edition. The long recovery from Hurricane Florence continues throughout North Carolina. Jason DeBruin reports that FEMA has a statewide headquarters thanks to a longtime Research Triangle Park corporate resident.
Inside FEMA's statewide HQ, workers in khakis, collared shirts, and ID badges typed away at computers and worked phones. Close to 100 cubicles are set up in a large room with ceilings more than 15 feet high. There's the gentle hum of the printer, the occasional laugh, and even a sound of a throwback notification. That FEMA even has statewide headquarters comes thanks to IBM, the software company with a long history in RTP. Governor Roy Cooper's office called to ask for space, and 2 days later, IBM provided both office and warehouse space in a six-month rental agreement. That serves as the statewide response headquarters. FEMA doesn't allow interviews inside the building, but spokesman John Mills chatted outside.
Right now, we have more than a dozen disaster recovery centers set up in the hardest hit counties in eastern North Carolina. We're listening directly to disaster survivors as they come into these facilities.
Some survivors are skeptical the federal government will come through for them. Harriet Thompson lives on South 12th Street in Wilmington. 1 week after Florence, her grandchildren were loading some of her ruined furniture onto a trailer. Federal workers had already been through the neighborhood to check on homeowners, but she said she didn't yet know if FEMA would come through for her.
I don't know. I never dealt with them before.
Still, she was happy to know someone already made contact.
Took pictures, chatted with me. I would hear from them in about 7 to 10 days.
Thompson's neighborhood didn't feel the worst of Florence. Although she had damage, it was mostly from the storm itself, not from flooding. Mills says FEMA has already provided rental assistance to 14,000 displaced people.
People who are displaced from their homes because the damage is so severe that they're not able to live in their homes, we've been able to provide some rental assistance to help them rent a place to live temporarily until they can determine their next steps.
In the coming weeks, storm victims will look to the federal government for help, and FEMA will be judged based on how it responds to those in need. Jason DeBruin, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.